Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
My guest on Galesburg Live this morning, first hour, Sean Kistler. Old friend, longtime musician, over 30 years. Can't believe that, here in Galesburg, Illinois, and beyond. What's the farthest you guys travel to go do shows?
Oh, Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Wow.
I know,
right? Who called
you
for that gig?
I don't know even how that came about, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eureka Springs, nice trip down.
It was a beautiful trip, yeah. Good thing we brought reliable transportation.
Yeah.
All the hills and... I want to go back, really.
Playing with those two guys behind you all the time. How was that, Jim and Brandon, for years?
It's just like, I don't know. We just read each other. It's telepathic.
After playing for
it
so
really
long?
Is. Yeah. It is, yeah. I mean, we don't make a set list. We never have a set list. Jim asked me, what's the next song? I don't know. I just go into it.
Right.
They're there.
And they're there.
They're there, yeah.
That's amazing. I haven't
Poor
seen
guys.
You guys
I don't
live.
Know how they've put up with me this long, man.
I got to come see you guys live soon. I got to
come
out
tonight, man.
I always say I'm gonna, and I just don't. Tonight, you can
see
Dry.
Got to get out more often, Eric.
Yeah, if you'd like to support United Way, and everyone's welcome to this event, right?
It is. It's open to open to everybody.
American Legion in Monmouth tonight. There, what is it? 1110 North 11th Street in Monmouth.
It's 11th Street. Yeah.
Yep.
Celebrating coming to Monmouth there.
45th anniversary recognition and celebration.
Yeah.
Warren County United Way. Sean Kistler, Brandon Mary, and Jim Morgan, our drive. He's going to play Sean Kistler something solo for us here in the studio this morning. Sean, whatever you want to do, brother.
My question for you, Hanson, is, are you in love?
Nice.
What in this world keeps you alive day after day, missing you night after night? Don't let me go. The questions that burned deep in your mind, call off the search, fearing the things you may find. I thought you should know that loving someone is much more than changing your mind. Are you in love? Here in the dark, lost in desire, who is to blame? Fanning the flames of the fires, I'm taking you higher. Gone is the time, waiting on you, out of control, into the rest of your life. I'm taking it slow. Baby, there's no more to this than speaking your mind. Are you in love? Are you in love? Are you in love? Thank you.
Sean Kistler in the WGIL studios this morning on Galesburg Live. That's Are Woo-hoo. You In Love off of, was that off?
It's kind of an EP thing we put out, yeah.
What was it called?
I don't even think we titled it. No, that was the, what was that called? Who Invited Chewy?
Who Invited Chewy, yeah.
No, I think that was just a thing we did. We went up to a studio in Peoria and
yeah.
cut four songs, and that was one of them.
Right.
We like the production on that one.
Sean Kistler here on the first hour of Galesburg Live. We've got a few more minutes, and wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask a musician like yourself. Or any musician, how you were affected by the death of Chris Cornell a couple weeks ago. And just as a fan, I'm not a musician, that hit me kind of hard. How was that day for you?
It was rough.
Yeah.
Went back and got my Super Unknown CD out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, I'll be perfectly honest, I wasn't the hugest Soundgarden fan.
Yeah.
But anybody who's lived through the grunge days and remembers all the grunge bands, yeah, Soundgarden.
But just
was,
as a vocalist,
oh,
you appreciated
exactly.
that. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's sad that it took his death for me to go in, and I think a lot of people notice this too. These iconic artists that you lose, you end up going, and now you can go on YouTube and start to research yeah. all this beautiful stuff. And that man covered some songs too.
Just he did his acoustic stuff, like you love
yeah.
to do, sitting down in that voice. Would you agree? Of the last 25 years, one of our top
Absolutely.
Rock singers.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it.
Yeah.
There's never going to be another voice like his.
Yeah,
That's just it. Yeah, and it's interesting. He covered Billie Jean. And
yeah,
some of his covers are really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That was a rough day. I try to, and anytime I hear a song, I kind of put it out of my head. But I went and listened. I made the mistake of getting in the car and listening to Temple of the Dog. I was driving along.
Man.
I'm like, well, this is probably not a good idea because that album is just awesome.
Now, am I wrong? But wasn't it a couple years ago that they did get to tour as Temple of the Dog?
They did. They went back out and toured as that. And I got to see him at the Pearl Jam 20. And Alpine
oh,
Valley,
nice.
Yeah, and that was pretty amazing. And then at the Adler Theater just last July, I got to see him perform live.
You saw
yeah.
Chris Cornell.
I saw him. It was just him and his guitar and a microphone.
Saw that.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, you are a blessed child.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so that was
cool, man.
That was pretty amazing.
Because yeah, his solo stuff is another thing I kind of overlooked. I didn't spend a lot of time listening to. I guess Euphoria Morning is just
yeah.
So now you get to go back and
yeah. By the way, it just came out that there was no heroin involved. There was
no
illegal drugs in that. It was caffeine. It was, I think, a decongestant.
Almost makes it more mysterious, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the anxiety medicine, and they said that there were high levels of that, but it was not illegal drugs, which is kind of nice to hear. It wasn't another heroin death out of Seattle.
Yeah.
Sean Kistler is our guest this morning. If you like what you heard and want to hire Sean, just type in Sean Kistler.
Absolutely.
On Facebook.
Kistler with a T, Kistler.
Yeah, but if you like your kids to start lessons, or if you just want to have you got a guitar at home in the corner that someone left, or you've bought one.
Maybe it needs strings and attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you go? Just come down to Music
Just
Makers.
Come on down, yeah. We'll string it up for you, adjust the neck, and teach some lessons.
How many guys do you teach a day? How many guys and girls?
I'm down there on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, so just about, I don't know, 8 students a day right in there.
Music Makers on Main Street.
Yes.
Which is your old stomping grounds, which you worked
is.
In the same building.
Yeah, I really have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, it was, what was it before, a long time ago?
BJ's Music.
BJ's Music,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
Bill Reeves.
Bought a bunch of guitars there, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh yeah. A lot of people, anybody in the music community probably remembers old Bill Reeves.
Anybody that walks into Sean's music room at home probably expects to find 35 guitars. How many do you actually have?
I have about 11 playable guitars.
Really?
Yeah.
I
mean, some are electric, some are acoustic. Some probably should just be hanging on a wall, but...
Favorite one?
This one right here.
What is it?
It's a Taylor 600 series acoustic guitar.
Do they make the best guitars in the world?
I think so.
Yeah.
As far as acoustics go, I think it's hard to go bad with them. You can get an entry-level Taylor, and it just plays like butter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Down at Music Makers, Sean Kistler can teach your kid or teach you just a couple chords.
Absolutely.
And you'll be strumming along.
That's all you need, kids. 2 chords, maybe 3 chords and a message.
Yep. Sean, thanks. And tonight, once again, tell everybody where you're at if they want to see
your
eye.
Thank you for having me, Eric. And yes, come on out. It's the United Way. That's the 45th annual. They're doing it just a celebration for all the how they help out Warren County.
Yeah.
And it's at the American Legion in Monmouth. We start around 7:30.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for getting up at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, now I get to do yard work.
Sean Kistler of the band Dry. You can catch him tonight and find him on Facebook or Dry in any haunt throughout.
Dryband.com.
The region. Or maybe one time down in, where did you go? Where did you say you traveled?
Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Eureka Springs, Arkansas. They might show up there again.
Yeah.
Just about 8 o'clock, second hour of Galesburg Live in about 10 minutes or so. My guest is Crystal Wilson, Shave for the Brave, and their big event helping out our greatest heroes, our veterans, coming up at the Knox County Fairgrounds next week. A gig Sean Kistler played last year with his buddies in Dry. We'll do that in just a little bit here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.